It's similar to a rhododendron, if you know what that is. It's the same family, but it has a longer, more slender leaf. And the flowers are similar, but they don't bloom at the same time of year. Mm. But they grow wild everywhere in the mountains.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Would you say that, please?
Laurel, mountain laurel.
Okay. And how about the one they have here a lot with the shiny leaves and the big white flowers and...
Dogwood?
Okay, another
or
one.
Azalea?
Yeah. This is one that I think it's, people identify with the South a lot.
Magnolia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If a woman is married and she says that she's going to ask her spouse something, she says, I have to ask...
My husband.
Okay, and if it's a man, he says...
My wife.
Okay. And a woman whose husband died...
Is a widow.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a name for a woman whose husband's not dead, but he left her, and they're not divorced? She's just deserted, you know.
I don't think so.
Did you ever hear anybody say grass widow?
No.
Okay. And the man whose child you are is your...
Father.
Okay, and what you call him, what do you call him?
Dad.
How about some other names that people, that kids call their father?
Pop. That's slang.
Yeah.
Daddy. No, I think anything else would be an affectionate term.
Okay, and his wife is your...
My mother.
And what do you call her?
Mom.
Okay, how about some other names for that?
Sometimes I call her Mammy.
Oh, yeah?
It's kind of humorous, though. I'm joking. Ma. Mommy.
Okay, and together, the two of them are called your...
Parents.
Okay. And your, either your mother or your father's father... Is your
grandmother or grandfather? Grandfather.
Okay. And how about names for them?
Granddad, granddaddy, gramps.
Which do you use?
I don't have one. Never have.
Okay. And how about your grandmother?
We have a nickname for her, Banda.
Oh, that's where'd you get that?
My oldest brother couldn't say grandmother when he was real small.
Right.
And that's what it came out to be.
Yeah. Okay. So, all young people or progeny, little
children.
One. Okay. And how about a sort of slang term for that?
Kids.
Okay. And you just said you have a nickname for your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you say? Maybe if you were if they were talking about somebody who's talking about a child, and might say he's a cute little something or other, what kind of a word would you use in there? You know, just a sort of a...
You mean a very young child?
Yeah, could be.
Oh, well, probably he's a cute kid.
Yeah, you'd use that.
Yeah.
Okay. This thing that you can put a baby in?
Crib?
Or
cradle?
Outside?
Oh, playpen.
How about if it's on wheels and you can push it and it's got a hood over it? Kid can lie down.
Baby carriage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you're going to put the baby in the carriage and take it out, you say you're going to... What are you going to say you're going to do to the baby? You say you're going to go out and...
Stroll.
Okay. And if you were talking about children... Okay, first, in chronological age, you'd say that the first one who's born is the...
The oldest.
Okay. And if you were talking not about their age, but which one was the most mature, you might say he's the most, or he's the...
Most mature.
Or another word, any other word you might use? You know, the way they act.
Yeah. Maybe,
Or if it's a little kid, you might say she sure is acts...
Grown up.
Okay. And a female child is, you might say, is...
A daughter.
Okay. And she's not a boy, she's a...
Girl.
Okay.